Howdy, folks. One trouble with some drivers is that they don't park cars. They abandon them. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. And I guess you've all heard occasionally of ball games delayed by rain. But Chicago came up with a new one last month, a game delayed by bugs. Maybe you read about it, how the pitcher couldn't pitch because about a million bugs held a convention at the pitcher's mound. Yeah, they got insect spray and they burned papers and swished towels. They even dabbed the pitcher with insect repellent, but nothing could discourage those bugs. And finally, then, they got a real bomb. You know, like they explode at fireworks displays. And they blew those bugs to smithereens. Yeah, smithereens, that's someplace the other side of left field, I think. I don't know. But I finally found out how come this happened. An entomologist said the bugs were pitching woo. That's what he said. Seems like some of the big shot bugs must have heard there was going to be a ball game, and they figured they might as well see what the pitcher had while making a few wild pitches of their own, huh? It's real interesting, I thought. Well, let's hear some music now from Marion Morgan. You got something in about three flats, Marion?
Well, I have a song, Pat, almost like being in love.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. It's almost like being, almost like being, almost like being in love.
Oh, you did wonderful, Marion. I'm impressed there. You know, first impressions are important. Here's the first impression you'll get from Double Mint Chewing Gum. It's a delicious treat. Yes, sir, that sells you right there. But as you get to know Double Mint better, you'll gain added respect for the many healthful aids it has. For instance, there are several aids for mouth comfort alone. Double Mint cools your mouth, keeps it moist and comfortable. Double Mint freshens your taste, and Double Mint sweetens your breath. That gives you an idea of what I mean there. So you chew delicious Double Mint gum often and get healthful aids as well as enjoyment there. The Buttram Symphony has something for us now, the Soft Shoe Dance. Say, Frank, I haven't tried this in a long time. I think I'll try out my old soft shoe dance as you go along, huh? All right. Let's see. Move the left foot, okay? Still pretty good, huh? Two years ago, I couldn't dance a note. Just wait till I take the shoe trees out of my shoes. Then you'll see something. One, two, three, four. I'm glad I don't have to do this for a living, I'll tell you. The ceiling's not high enough for a real good dancing. See, never let your right foot know what your left foot's doing. That's the secret of it. Better end this soon, Frank. The drummer's getting a little tired, I think. There. Well, I'm glad that was on radio. The old soft shoe dance, you know, good old favorite. Now, I'd like to say a few words about another favorite subject of mine. Untidiness. Yeah, anytime I can find some support in the cause of untidiness, I latch on to it. And I'd like to refer here to the case of Sir Alexander Fleming, a man who discovered penicillin. And the good doctor and I, we've got one thing in common, seems like. Messiness. Yeah, one time he walked into a big shiny laboratory and made this observation. He said, if I'd been working in these conditions, I should never have found penicillin. You see, Dr. Fleming's own small laboratory, he says, looks sort of like a pig pen. Yeah, it was strewn with old bacteria cultures that he just kept on the odd chance that something interesting might happen. And, well, sir, one day in 1928, something interesting did happen. Seems that through an open window, there floated an invisible mold spore that landed in an uncovered culture dish. And that incident was the beginning of the discovery of penicillin. So, next time my wife gets after me to clean up my room, it's filled with old papers and magazines and pencils, double mint wrappers, empty dessert dishes. I'm just going to say to her, I'll say, just leave them be, dear. I'm liable to discover a cure for the common cold. Now it's Buttram bonus time. But while Bob Armstrong, our organist, is fixing his music, I want to remind you of the bonus you can give yourself any time. The refreshed, satisfied feeling that comes when you chew double mint gum. Yes, sir, it's delicious with a satisfying chewing that just lasts and lasts. And it's relaxing because, well, chewing smooth double mint helps relieve tension, you know. It's healthful, wholesome, too. You keep a package of double mint handy. Chew it often. This is poem day for our Buttram bonus, and our verse this time, it's one called The Road to Grumbletown. "'Tis quite a straight and easy road that leads to Grumbletown, and those who wish can always find a chance to journey down. Just keep down Fretful Lane until you come to Sulky Stile, where travelers often like to rest in silence for a while. And then across the pouting bridge, where Don't Care Brook flows down, and just a little way beyond, you come to Grumbletown. From what I learned, this Grumbletown is not a pleasant place. One never hears a cheerful word nor sees a pleasant face. The weather rarely is just right in this particular spot. It is either raining all the time or else too cold or hot. The books are stupid as can be. The games are dull or old. There's nothing new and nothing nice in Grumbletown, I'm told. And so I've taken pains, my friends, the easiest road to show, that you may all be very sure you'll never, never go. Well, I hoped you like the road to Grumbletown, our Buttram bonus for today. Now the quartet steps up to sing with the 150-watt smiles. If you want a nicer smile, though, you chew healthful double mint gum after every meal, I'll tell you. That helps keep your teeth clean, and clean teeth sure step up the voltage of your smile. Remember it after every meal. Healthful double mint chewing gum. And listen now as the Jack Halloran Quartet tells us, little things mean a lot.
Blow her a kiss from across the room. Say she looks nice when she's not. Touch her hair as you pass her chair. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy her diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables and such. She never cared much for diamonds and pearls, but though it sounds funny, they just cost money. Give her your hand when she's lost the way. Give her your shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give her your heart to rely on. Send her the warmth of a secret smile, to show her you haven't forgot. For now and forever, that always and ever, little things mean a lot.
Well, remember now, when you're doing the dull chores that always bore you, you let refreshing double mint chewing gum break the monotony. That pleasant chewing helps pass the time faster, and the cool, delicious flavor perks you up with a nice lift. Well, till tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that there's nothing thirstier than a child that has just gone to bed. Goodbye now.
The Andy Griffith Show sparks our great new...